Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Let's have a look at some of the big stories coming out of RNIB, the UK charity. Each week I chat with Matt Stringer, their chief exec. He joins us once again. Are we in London, Matt? Are you in Bath this week?
No, I'm at home today, so I'm in Bath. A couple of days back in the office next week, and I think that's going to be more of a routine going forwards now.
Okay, well, let's dive straight in then, and we're going to start with a look at Carers Week.
Yeah, an important topic this. I mean, we've talked about volunteers recently, but it's important that we touch on Carers Week. I mean, the theme of this week is make caring visible and valued. And I think there's a surprisingly large amount of people in the UK, 6.5 million, who are carers, which is about 10% of the population. And that's a massive amount of people putting in that effort, sort of largely out of sight, out of mind, looking after relatives, friends, you know, neighbours, and doing a brilliant job, unpaid, and sort of putting that effort in, you know, above and beyond, and not necessarily noticed by society. So, I mean, it's an important week, I think, nationwide to recognise that contribution, I think, without which lots of parts of our life wouldn't function, and certainly individuals would have a much thinner time of it. What we're just stressing this week is that we've got a carers and families network, and we held a first meeting of that where we started to flesh out the action plan of that group and generally sort of get that energy and momentum going, which seemed to be the case. There was some great feedback from that meeting. What we're trying to do as an employer within that group is making sure, as a good employer, and you know, again, we've had to focus on these issues, you know, through COVID particularly, but is increasing workplace flexibility, increasing the understanding of line managers so they can be very sympathetic to the needs of employees who are carers. So fundamentally raising its profile, broadening understanding of it, and putting in place some tangible actions that we can take as an organisation to make sure we support carers, and our network is open to our staff members and our volunteers. And as you'll know, we have a few thousand volunteers who give brilliant service to the RNIB, some of whom will be carers, and our network is open to both staff members and volunteers, and we're encouraging more people to come forward and make a bigger thing of this.
Indeed, and we shall give some contact details a little bit later for all the items we are chatting about today, and indeed so where you can find out loads of information about RNIB and its services as well, and services of continuing, Matt.
We're going to come and talk about some of our improvements to our reading services in a minute, but as lockdown restrictions ease, as we've seen over the last year, shifting emphasis in terms of where people are looking for help and support and information, our helpline still inundated with a variety of different types of questioning. As I say, those themes sort of shift over time. And now it's about social distancing, going out, vaccination, getting our ECHLO services back into hospitals increasingly. And as we know, there's a large backlog in the NHS of people turning up now for non-COVID related illness. And we've been pushing people to go to hospital for eye health reasons, but undeniably there will be a backlog there as well. So, you know, our ECHLOs are back in harness largely now. And as I said, you know, we're still very alert to the fact that a lot of our services that are helping people at home cope with a strange world we're living in when you can't quite get out and have a normal life, still stuck at home a bit more than you would like, and still dependent on information and, as I say, services to help sort of lubricate that rather strange life that we all lead at the moment.
And let's take a look, as you said, Matt, again, you know, part of RNIB's business is talking books. We have tens of thousands of free titles in various formats and a big addition this week.
We've had many conversations, Alan. We're both bibliophiles and both know how much pleasure we get and people get from books in whatever format. And part of our strategy over the last 2-3 years has been to extend, broaden and deepen the reach of our reading services, both in terms of the media that people can access information and also the content. What can you get out of the RNIB to read? And I'm delighted this week that we've just cut a deal with Penguin Random House, who've agreed to donate all their audiobooks to us. And there's some clearly very sort of first division, very popular authors in there, James Patterson, Kate Atkinson, for example. And we've got about another 6,000 titles through this, which adds to the 33,000 titles we've got already. So it's a reasonable increase, about 20% increase in volume. You know, as I said, our strategy of trying to sort of extend the reach of our reading services and the content, you know, is bearing fruit in terms of membership. So we're up to 53,500 customers broadly at the end of May. They were using our Talking Book library, which is a couple of thousand up from where we were 6 months ago. So this thing is building all the time. What we're seeing is people using technology to actually access talking books through digital channels, and about half the books downloaded, which is pretty equal to those people that get a physical CD. So we can see the shift in sort of user utilization. You know, they're using the digital channels increasingly as opposed to the physical product, and it's up to about half of our output. So in the round, it's a very good story. And the good news this week is we've got another 6,000 titles added to the 33,000 that we've had already.
There is such a variety on there. And what I kind of liked about the digital ones is, you know, I can have, you know, four or five books, and you know, it's on your phone, it's on an app, it's so easy to navigate.
I'm old fashioned, you know, I like having a physical book. I don't use sort of digital channels to access my reading material, but I do know, you know, that's a bit limited on one level. And as you said, you know, your ability to carry around a book through a number of devices as you move around your day-to-day life, you know, is a massive boon for many people as the content improves, and there's no limits really in terms of, you know, what you can get hold of, certainly around some of the key authors. And it's great we've added James Patterson and Kate Atkinson this week, for example. I think it's only going to grow more and more and more. I will give a little plug now for the book I'm reading at the moment, which is The Dig by John Preston, which is a novel about the Sutton Hoo excavations, which was made into a film earlier this year with Ralph Fiennes and Carey Mulligan. But if anyone's looking for a good read, go and read The Dig. Very, very atmospheric, about that sort of late 1930s East Anglian landscape and time just before the Second World War when they were excavating Sutton Hoo.
Well, the book I'm reading at the moment is A History of Scotland by Neil Oliver. And being that he's a doctor in archaeology, it starts at the forming of the earth. So that was a bit of a surprise, but a great read.
Well, both things addressed to him as the bloke with long hair in Stirling, and the post office managed to find him. So regularly tweets on social media about how the post office did a great job of getting letters to him when people put the very vague addresses, and they always find him. I will look out, Alan, and read that next. Okay.
I love that. Thanks very much, Matt. And don't forget, if you want to learn more about RNIB's services, you know, you may fancy talking books or know someone who could benefit from the free service, do get in touch with us. Any questions, our friendly staff are always happy to help. You can call the helpline on 03 03 123 9999. Visit the website rnib.org.uk, or if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB helpline. Matt, we'll catch up again next week. Thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. My pleasure.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.